Scott Pilaf, interesting. You voted against the constitutional caps, but for the caps on assessments. Help me out with your logic.
Okay. Well, first of all, on the constitutional caps, I'm, as you know, usually against amending the Constitution for almost any reason. I just don't think it's a playground for policy. It's about enumerating specific individual rights and sort of establishing the structures of government. These numbers 1, 2, 3 were just pulled out of a hat for sloganeering reasons. And the amendment is so flawed in so many ways, just from a policy standpoint, I can't imagine putting in our state's highest document. Now, in, on the other bill, what we really ought to be looking at, and I've said this from the very beginning, is caps on the property tax bills themselves. When we go back to all the original problems, because people got such sticker shock from the bill they received in the mail, having gone up 100%, 200%, 300%, trick is just to have those bills themselves, if there's going to be an increase, keep it at something that people can afford. And here we suggested limiting it to the consumer price index increase. And of course, if your bill is going to go down, it can still go down. It fits in with my real concern about the constitutional cap from a policy standpoint, is that there's a propensity to drive people up to the caps, because we have so many people who are already under 1%, they're already under 2%. So if you're really going to protect those people also, there has to be some limitations on the amount that those bills can grow. Otherwise, I don't think that the relief efforts that the cap proponents espouse are quite as serious as they would claim.
Do these two bills reconcile with each other? Because it seems on the one hand, your tax bill can never be more than 1% of your home's assessed value. But on the other hand, your home's assessed value is what it was last year with the consumer price index. So are Hoosiers, the way these two bills are now, automatically sort of set for their taxes to go up?
Well, let's understand. The current system we have right now, going to this alleged market system, I didn't like having to go to that to begin with. That was the greatest tax shift of all time, is when you just had a judge somewhere simply say that our old system was completely unconstitutional. That's what caused all these radical tax shifts. If we were able to go back, I think that we probably should have done a little better job not defying the court, but certainly finding the narrowest possible way to be able to comply with their decisions. I think we went overboard from the very beginning. We caused some of these 100% and 200% balloons in areas. And we really need to get back to the original point. What do you do that somebody doesn't suddenly get a bill that they can't afford because they suddenly had a change in property value that was just dynamic in a way that couldn't be controlled? I think that when you do have those changes, we just simply need to slow down the change a little bit, let people catch up. And while the second measure that we passed wasn't perfect, it needs some more study and work, I think it's more of a step in the right direction, because really what you're doing is just allowing people to live their lives with the minimum amount of consternation, which I think we're all shooting for.
Just back to the tax apps, I'll let you go here. There had been some question that there is no way that in this political climate, this environment, that you guys on the House Democrat side could let the tax caps not go through. There may not necessarily be a benefit if you do vote for them, but it's just too much of a political football to not vote for them, just get them out of the chamber.
Well, look, there are a lot of people on my side of the aisle that have supported this tax cap provision and putting in the Constitution. I philosophically, and for what I think are some principled reasons, think that's not a good idea. But I also think it's important that some things be said for posterity's sake. And that's what I was attempting to do a little bit.
All right, sir. All right, Scott Pilaf, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Abdul.